This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, welcome everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Baruchim Abam. We continue in Daf HaShavua. Tonight we're learning Daf Nun Zayin Amad Aleph. The Gemara brought a machloikis based on machloikis in the Mishnah. The Mishnah discussed the following case: an almana to a kohen gadol, a grusha to a kohen hedyot. Now this is talking about a typical chayvei lavin. And Rashi explains the nesuin was set, so therefore, when nesuin is set to marriage to a kohen, the woman is allowed to eat truma. Or it's talking about her future ability to eat truma. And the Mishnah brought a machlokes between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Meir said she can't eat truma. Why? Because if he were to have bia with her, it would be chayvei lavin, so that already disqualifies her from eating truma. A woman who's primed for bias isser is disqualified from eating truma. Reb Shimon and Reb Elazar, they say no. A woman primed for bias isser is not disqualified from eating truma. The Gemara then said that, and this is a statement of Reb Oishia, that a pitsua daka, someone of crushed testicles, who is not to marry anybody, any Jewish woman, and he happens to be a kohen, and he did kedushin to a bas Yisrael, so that would be machlekes for Meir and Reb Elazar and Reb Shua. According to Reb Meir, she's primed for bias isser, so she can't eat truma. According to Reb Elazar and Reb Yeshua, according to Reb Elazar and Reb Shimon, someone who is primed for bias isser is allowed to eat truma. So she would be allowed to eat truma. That's where we're up to. Says the Gemara, Mimai, how do you know that just because Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon, they say that a amana l'kohen gadol grusha l'kohen hedyot cannot eat truma, how do you know that would equally apply to a pitsua daka? Dilma adkan l'kamri Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon hasam. Maybe Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon did not say it only over there. Why? This kohen, if he would have married someone else, he could have been machal her to eat shuma. So therefore, even though he's marrying this woman, but in general he has the capacity to be machal to eat shuma, so she should be allowed to eat shuma. Aval hacha, but over here, the ein loy lahacha b'makom acher, that he cannot feed her in a different area. Loy, not. But over here, where he cannot feed her in a different area, in other words, a p'tzua daka has no capacity to be maichel b'truma. So if a p'tzua daka does not have the capacity to be maichel b'truma, so then maybe when did Reb Elazar and Reb Shimon say that Mishtameris l'bias iser, you're allowed to eat truma? That's if he has the capacity in a different situation to be machal b'truma. But in this case, where as a p'tua daka, he can't marry anyone, he can never be machal b'truma. So maybe in this case, Reb Elazar and Reb Shimon would say he can't be machal b'truma. Says Gemara Vichi Teiman, if you're going to say hachanami, yesh loy lahachel b'bas gerim. No, even in this case of a p'tzua daka, there is a situation where he could be maichel b'tshuma, and that is if he marries a bas gerim. Why would that be? Now, how could a kohen marry a bas gerim? This would be according to the opinion that gerim are not called kahal, and if gerim are not called kahal, they're not included in the isser of loyavei p'tzua daka. And he can marry her beheter, and he could be machal her betruma. So you'll say, but he's a kohen. A kohen can't marry a giyores. So he's not marrying a giyores. He's marrying a bas gerim. Bas gerim, maybe a kohen could marry, but and a p'tzua daka could marry. Says the Gemara, not so fast. Rabbi Yochanan asked Rabbi Yoshia this question, whether a Ptsua Daka could marry a Bas Koyin, could marry a Bas Gerim, and Rabbi Yoshia was not so clear that you're allowed to. So don't say that Rabbi Yoshia, when he said that according to Blessed Rabbi Shimon, Mishtameres labia psula dairaisa achla ha nami achla, don't say he was relying on the fact that also yeshla lahacha b'makar macher, because he himself did not know that. So in other words, the Gemara is asking, maybe Reb Elazar and Reb Shimon would say that in this case Mishtameres labia psula loy achla, because she can't marry anybody else. And don't say, well, yeah, Rabbi Yoshia would say that she could marry, that a Tzuladaka could marry Bas Gerim, because Rabbi Yoshia himself was not sure about that. Rabbi Yoshia himself was not clear about that. Rabbi Yoshia himself was unsure about that possibility. Okay. Itmar. We learned. Abaye Omar. Abaye said, you know why Rabbi Yoshia was sure that according to Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon, Mishtameres labia psula dairaisa achla hanami achla? Abaye Omar, holu machila b'lo yida'a. There is a scenario where a Ptsua Daka would be machil b'tshuma, and that is if he could make her eat if he didn't live with her.
What's the case?
Says the Holy Rashi, below yada, hayanasi kain isha. If a kain is married to one, vaychals b'tshuma, she could eat tshuma. V'nasis p'tzua daka. Ubala, if he lives with her, loy seicha b'tshuma. Deshavya chalala. He renders her chalala. Denivalala pasala. She had bio with someone who is apostles her. Someone who's puzzled to her. But if he did not live with her from the time that he became Tzuadaka, harezu oicheles, she could eat Shuma. So there is a scenario of Tzuadaka that is machal b'tshuma, namely if he married her beheter and then she became a Tzuadaka. Rava Omar, Rava said there's another scenario that a Tzuadaka is machal b'tshuma, and that is he is machal his avodim and shvachos b'tshuma. Rava Amar Holu Ma'achila Ba'avada B'Shevchais V'Knanim. Rava says since he feeds her, he could be machal his avodim and his shvachais who are Knanim. So Abayi says the possibility is he could be machal her if he didn't live with her, and Rava says the possibility is he could be machal his avodim and his shvachais. Abaye lo yomar ke Rava. Abaye didn't say like Rava. Why? Kinyan de Ishus, mi kinyan de Ishus yafinan. Abaye said, don't bring me any proofs from the fact that he can be Michael, his avodim, and shvachas and shuma. Because you could bring a proof from marriage to marriage, but you can't bring a proof from avdos to marriage. Abai loy amar karava, kinyan di ishus, kinyan di ishus yafina. We can learn out kinyan of ishus from a kinyan of ishus. V'loy yafina and kinyan di ishus mi kinyan da avadim. We cannot learn out a kinyan of ishus from a kinyan of avadim. V'rava loy amar kabai, Rava did not say like Abai shani hasam. There it's different. Shekvar achla, the reason why in the case of Tzuadaka, Shalo Yada, she could eat Shuma, is because she was already grandfathered in. She was eating Shuma before he became a Tzuadaka, so it doesn't change. Now, what does Abaye say to that? Abaye says, no, Shekvar Ochalei Amrin, there's no such thing as being grandfathered in. Diloy Temachi, because if you don't say that, you have to say there's no such thing as being grandfathered in, because a Bas Yisrael that's married to a Kohen and then the Kohen dies, she can no longer continue eating Truma. So we see there's no concept of being grandfathered in. Says the Gemara, "Va'abaye shekvar achla lo yaminu diloy tema achi." Otherwise, Bas Yisrael shenisus the kohen, Bas Yisrael that's married to a kohen, umes and he dies. Techol she should eat truma shekvar achla because she already ate. So Rava says, no. There, when the kohen dies, his kinyan was paka. Rava hasam paka kinyana hacha. When the Ptsua Daka was married to her, his kinyan wasn't paka. Hachalai paka kinyana. Gufa. Everyone good so far? Thumbs up, thumbs down, two thumbs down, two thumbs up. What else are you going to say? Okay, it's also worth something. Fine. Gufa. Now we're going to revisit the question that Rav Yochanan asked Rav Oshia, Ptsua Daka Koyen Shenosa Bas Gerim Mahu Sheyachilenu B'Truma. Gufa, boi minei Rav Yochanan Rav Oshia, Ptsua Daka Koyen. Rav Yochanan asked Rav Oshia, a Ptsua Daka Koyen Shenosa Bas Gerim, that married the daughter of Gerim. Mahu Sheyachilenu B'Truma. Could he be Michael her in Truma? There are a lot of variables over here. Variable number one. The guy's a kohen. A kohen can't marry gerim. Are bas gerim considered a kahal or not part of the kahal? In other words, excuse me. A kohen is not to marry gerim. Could a ptsua daka kohen marry gerim? Maybe he loses the status of kohen and he can marry gerim. Next question. He's a ptsua daka. Ptsua daka can marry a regular Jewish girl. Is this woman who's bas gerim a regular Jewish girl? Is she part of the kahal? And a third question is, is the fact that she's usur to him, will that render her prohibited to eat truma? Ishtik. Rabbi Yishiel was silent. He didn't say boo. Next, another great person came to the door. He had another question. And Rabbi Yishiel answered it. Umanu, who is the Adam God? The way Shlokish. Oh, You're not in the mood of talking. But apparently you choose to talk to Reish Lakish, so you're in the mood of talking. Actually, in other words, if you're going to say you're in the middle of a different sugya, so you can't answer questions, fine, but you answer Reish Lakish, why didn't you answer Rabbi Yochanan? Rabbi Yochanan lav gavra rabahu. Amar lei, no, he's a gavra rabba, I just didn't know the answer. The Kabbai Mine Milsa, the Lesley Pisri, asked me a question that has no interpretation. Laman, who? Now, the question that Rabbi Yochanan asked Reish Lakish, who did he ask it in? In whose world did he ask it? Laman, Ila Rabbi Yehuda, if according to Rabbi Yehuda, Rashi learns this is Shas talking. Rabbi Yehuda didn't give an answer. Like the Gemara said, he didn't know the answer. Later on, Daf Ayin Vav, the Gemara has a shaila about a Ptsua Daka marrying a Giyores. And the question is the fact that he's a Ptsua Daka, does he remain Bikdusha saying he cannot marry a Giyores? Or does he lose his Kedusha and he cannot, and he could marry a Giyores? Says the Gemara, either Rabbi Yehuda, if it's according to Rabbi Yehuda, then Bein B'Kedusha Sekai, whether the guy remains a Kayin, Bein La B'Kedusha Sekayin, or he doesn't remain a Kayin, Lo Yachal, she's not going to eat Shuma. E B'Kedusha Sekai, if he remains a Kayin, Lo Yachal, she can't eat Shuma. Deha Amar Mar. Bas Ger Zachar Kibas Chalal Zachar. The daughter of a male ger is like the daughter of a male chalal. And the daughter of a chalal is pasul l'kuhuna. And therefore, if he remains in his kedusha, she cannot eat shuma. Because we say he pasuls her. I'm sorry, we say she is pasul to him. And she would make him a chalala in bia. And therefore, even if he remains a kohen, he cannot be Michael Herbert Shuma. If he does not remain a kohen, he can't eat. Why? Because even if his kedusha is gone, and therefore he is able to marry a geyres, but the problem is, kahal geyrim ikri kahal. The fact that she is from Gerim, she's still part of the Kahal, and he's a Ptsua Daka, and he can't marry her. In other words, if he's a Koyein, he cannot marry her because she's a Gioras. And even if he's not a Koyein, he still can't marry her because he's a Ptsua Daka, and Gerim are a Kahal. Vilu Rabbi Yossi, and if it's according to Rabbi Yossi, it's also not good. Whether he remains b'kedushas kahuna or he doesn't remain b'kedushas kahuna, she could eat shuma. B'kedushas kai achla. Why? Because daha amar af ger shenasa giyores bita ksher l'kahuna. If he remains a kohen, then he could for sure be Michael Herbert Shuma, because Rabbi Yossi is of the opinion, even if both parents are Giyores, the daughter is allowed to marry the Kohen. Elamai, he's not a Kohen. He could also feed her in the Shuma. Why? Because the fact that she is a, the fact that he's a Psua Daka, she's not part of the Jewish people who are prohibited to marry a Ptsua Daka. Da Amar Kahal Gerim Lo Yikri Kahal. Samiman of Shach, if it's Rabbi Yehuda, if the guy's a Kohen, he cannot marry Bas Gerim. If he's not a Kohen, he cannot marry Yisraelis. Because Kahal Gerim is a Yikri Kahal. If it's according to Rabbi Yossi, if he is a full-fledged Kohen, she can eat shuma because she's kasher l'kahuna, even if both parents are gerim, and if his kahuna is pagum, nevertheless, he could still be Michael Herbert Shuma, because the fact that he is a petsua daka is not a problem, because kahal gerim is lo yikri kahal. Says the Gemara, Ela Aliba de Haitana, the Shaila of Rabbi Yochanan to Rabbi Yishia is going according to the following Tana. The Tanan, Rabbi Lazar ben Yaakov, we learned in the Mishnah, Rabbi Lazar ben Yaakov says, Isha bas Gerim, a woman who is the daughter of Gerim, Loi Tinasi l'kuhuna, cannot marry into kuhuna. Achete ima mi Yisrael, until the mother is Jewish. Which means, according to this opinion, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda is of the opinion, Bas Ger Zachar Kibas Chalal Zachar, that the father has to be Jewish. Dafka, the father, has to be Jewish, not a ger. According to Rabbi Yossi, it's irrelevant. Even if they're both gerim, she's mutter l'kuhuna. According to Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov, if she's bas gerim, she can't marry to kuhuna. She needs the mother to be Jewish or the father. V'hachi kami b'ilei. This is the shaila. According to this opinion, kashrus mitoisvaba va'achla, this that we require one parent to be a native Jew, is it adds kashrus, and therefore she could eat shuma? Rashi says, it's going according to the Tana. That's when Rabbi Yochanan had a shayla. For example, the mother is Jewish. Is it that it adds kashrus and she's royal kahuna? But it does not. In other words, it only adds kashrus and she's fit to marry the kahuna, and but it doesn't make her a member of the kahal, and therefore she's mutter to b'tzua daka, and she could be man of shach, because even if he's a kayin, she's mutter to him, and there's no problem of b'tzua daka d'lo yikri kahal. Do we say it just adds kashrus? Meaning it just renders her kosher l'kuhuna, or maybe kedusha nami toisvala, and she's called the kahal and she cannot marry the psuadaka. Tashma, come in here. Kiyasa Rabbi Acha bar Chinina. When Rabbi Acha bar Chinina came in Jeroima from the south, Asa. In other words, Kiyasa Rabbi Acha bar Chinina in Jeroima Asa. He came from the south. Va'aisi masnisa biyade. And he brought the following teaching in his hand. Minayin lepsuadaka koyin. How do I know a psuadaka koyin? Shenasa bas gerim, that married the daughter of Kayin, the daughter of gerim. She, so this is a psuadaka Kayin that married the daughter of gerim. Shema achila b'tshuma, he feeds her tshuma. It's a Kayin who's a psuadaka that marries a bas gerim. How do you know he feeds her? Truma shenemer v'koyin ki yikne nefesh kinyan kasva yochabai. So the Gemara says, who is this going like? Laman. Ilema l'Rabbi Yehuda. If this is like Rabbi Yehuda, ha'amah, Rabbi Yehuda says, what do you mean? Bein v'kdushakai, bein la v'kdushakai. La yachla, she can't eat shuma. V'ilu Rabbi Yossi, lo malikra, according to this, what do I need a special drasha? He holds, so what is the special drasha of a coin ki yikna nefesh kinyan kasbai? According to Rabbi Yehuda, you can't eat. According to Rabbi Yossi, what do you need a pasuk? You could eat. The answer is going like Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. And from Elazar ben Yaakov, we see it's Moisif Kedusha. It's Moisif Kashrus. And therefore, she's mutter to a kahuna, and but it's not moisef that it makes her a member of the kahal, and therefore she's allowed to live with a psuadaka va'achla shma mina. From here, we see a conclusive proof. So now, please review this Gemara. There are basically three opinions. There's the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda is of the opinion, regardless of the status of the Kohen, cannot eat Shuma. And according to Rabbi Yossi, regardless of the status, she could eat Shuma. And according to Rabbi Elazar bar Yaakov, you dafka need the situation where one parent is not a ger. Okay, my Rabbi Isai, please review this Gemara, and we'll pick it up tomorrow night. The timing might be a little bit later. There's graduation tomorrow night, so stay tuned for the timing, okay? Kol tov, everyone. Bracha v'atzlacha. Good night. Bye-bye.
Rabbi?
Yes?
When you characterize the thing of Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, you said that one parent should be a Jew.
I believe
you. Literally, he said, Ach tehei ima b'Yisrael. How do you know that it's either? Mother or father.
Because we find in Rabbi Yehuda, Bas Ger Zachar Kabas Chalo Zachar, that if the father is not Jewish, then even if the mother is Jewish, she can't marry into Kuhuna. So we see that the father is more important. So if Rabbi Lezer Ben Yaakov says, until the mother is Jewish, it means even if the mother is Jewish.
Is that why he used the word odd?
I think it means, right, in other words, that's the bare minimum.
Yeah. And surely it's the father. Okay.
I believe so, yeah. Yeah. Okay, good night. Shkayach.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.